Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Quartermaster Creek is hosting its spring bull sale again this year, February 27th. This year's sale features 100 two-year-old bulls sired by leading AI sires, plus 70 open yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. Sale starts at 12:30 at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Sale books on request are online at www.quartermastercreek.com, or for more information, call Mike and Annie Schweitzer at 580-445-8275. That's 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek, real life, real beef.
It used to be okay to smoke in hospitals. It used to be okay in movie theaters. It was okay in classrooms, restaurants, and airplanes. But thanks to a greater understanding of the dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So now that we know secondhand smoke causes lifelong health problems, why is it still okay to smoke while children are in the car? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's get serious about protecting kids. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
Oklahoma's legislative session continues on. We're tracking the session this year with several of agricultural lobbyists and organizations. Today, we've got Roy Lee Lindsay, the Oklahoma Pork Council, joining us. And Roy Lee indicates that they are, among other things, watching closely several measures that have to do with feral hogs.
We've got a lot of guys with great ideas and well thought out. I mean, you know, they put some time and effort into coming up with an idea, but not all those ideas are always the best, if you will. One of those ideas was, let's put a bounty on feral hogs. And what we know from most bounty programs is they don't tend to reduce the population. They tend to create an incentive for people to keep them around. If I'm going to get paid for shooting these later, I'm going to build that into my revenue stream, and now I don't ever want to get rid of all of them. I just want to get rid of a few of them so that I can continue to get paid with it. So we've worked with some bills like that. We've worked with in the House on a bill that would allow conservation districts to buy electronic hog traps that they could then rent out to their constituents in their conservation districts for trapping feral hogs. Those things be very important to us, I think, as we go forward. Trying to watch what else happens as it relates to anything else proposed to deal with feral hogs.
Roy Lee Lindsay with the Oklahoma Pork Council. Interesting offer being made by China. They're proposing additional purchases of U.S. agricultural products of $30 billion a year in trade talks with the U.S. Bloomberg reports the offer would be on top of pre-trade war levels and continue for an undefined period of time. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue told reporters that it's premature to comment on the proposal, adding that he does not want to raise expectations. Now, of course, the soybean industry might be the biggest beneficiary of any sort of increased buying by the Chinese. Daryl Holliday, who's with Country Futures up in Frankfort, Kansas, says probably a little bit of a bump if we get a trade deal pretty soon for the soybean industry. But he says there's still some hard reality to be dealing with if you're a soybean farmer.
Well, I think as a whole, we'll get a little bump out of, we'll get a good feeling out of some type of trade deal. But over the long haul, I think I'm going to say over the next 14 to 18 months, I think it's going to go through a difficult process, because the process of having to have prices going lower and the market having to tell the industry quit planting as many, that's never fun. It's kind of like the oil industry when you have to go too low and try to shut some wells down.
Daryl Holliday with Country Futures, who spoke at the Oklahoma All Crops Conference earlier this week down in Norman, he says if we get a rally because of a China trade deal, be an excellent opportunity to price your soybean crop for this year. You've got farm news on Ron. Coming up Friday, March 1st, it's Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 466 Angus and 54 Hereford bulls that'll be selling. You can attend the sale in person at the ranch in Yukon, or you can bid in real time on liveauctions.tv or at Superior Video Livestock Auction. You can go to www.expressranches.com for complete information about the Spring Bull Sale, including the sale book and sale videos. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 1st, 12 noon. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.